Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the winter solstice ceremony. Very happy to meet with everyone tonight and open up to some new energies, new revelations about yourself and the world we live in and the consciousness that is expanding and being filled with light these days. So, we are going to sit quietly for a few minutes as everyone gets onto the line. If you can ground and come into your sacred space, that would be wonderful. So the session will be recorded and it'll be available on the class page tomorrow. And with the multiple emails you received, you should have the instructions for going onto the class page through the Spirit Heal website if you'd like to listen to it again. We'll begin. Take a few breaths, feel your body, invite your body to relax. You need to adjust your posture, massage a little, any areas of your body that could use a little loving attention. Say some kind words to yourself. Maybe you want to do some toning. Say an invocation that is how you invoke and connect to your sacred space. We have a wide range of people here tonight, spanning the US and beyond. And each of you arrives as a sovereign being connected within your being to your spiritual self and guidance. And that is very much respected here. And I hope you respect that for yourself, that you realize that you are always connected to that which you seek. And sometimes it's available to you in your awareness, and sometimes not. That's okay. But if you've had glimpses of it, if you've recognized yourself as your light being, as your wisdom being, and crave to be in that space even more, that's wonderful. So, I'm going to invite you to also take care of yourself during the ceremony. If you need to get up and stretch, go to the bathroom, get a drink of water or whatever, please feel free to do so. The only thing I ask is that you stay off media, social media, your email, and any of your social media during the ceremony. We will be doing a clearing of our astral field, which is filled with all the busyness of our day and the news and everything that's going on around us. And the reason we have to clear that is so that you can come through as your true being. And the astral plane of the planet is pretty filled up these days. It's pretty dense. And we want to clear that aspect within ourselves as we begin the ceremony so that you'll be able to settle in, feel connected, become, have the experience that is the, that's awesome, that is awe-inspiring for you. So we each have our personal expectations and agendas and desires for healing and expansion. And that's all perfectly wonderful too. And your light beings, your luminous soul is ready to come forward and be the primary participant in the ceremony. So the solstices, the equinoxes, and various celestial events create a space in which your celestial being can come forward. And you can identify with that dimension of your being. And rise above the limitations of a one-dimensional consciousness into your multidimensional awareness. A lot of the suffering that we experience is a result of being limited to one-dimensional awareness and the material density of the 3D plane. And we were never meant to be that condensed and limited. We were meant to have access to the resources of all the dimensions of our being while we're here in an earth body. And so, with the transition into the new age that we're going through, we are going to have more access and the density, the focus on the density will begin to become lighter, and we'll be able to journey between and be inclusive of all the dimensions of our being. We'll come into harmony with those dimensions so that it creates a wholeness, not a fragmented consciousness, but a wholeness that you'll begin to express in your life. So, in the process of doing this, a lot has to disintegrate and be released because we've been very conditioned into a one-dimensional reality. And sometimes that is a struggle for us. And tonight, we'll do the clearing and the harmonizing that will hopefully allow us to be in our celestial consciousness aligned with the celestial event that is occurring. So you may even feel that shift going on now with all the help that we have with the beings that are here with us, helping us attune to the celestial consciousness. And you'll feel me pause every so often and create some space so that you have a moment to be with yourself. When I narrate and guide these meditations, and if I'm talking, your attention will come to me and listen, be listening. And so you might miss an experience within yourself. So I do give you permission to not listen to me, to tune into the energies within you. Know that you're being encompassed by a beautiful, enlightened awareness that is holding us tonight. And go on your own journey. So I'll be holding a space as I narrate the ceremony, but you are also invited to be deep within yourself and follow the guidance that's coming to you. There's room for all of that here tonight. Also, you may find yourself getting sleepy, and if you do, allow yourself to fall asleep. Don't resist it. Very often, that sleep will be very productive and allow your consciousness to shift into a broader gear, and that's fine. Sometimes you'll fall asleep for just 30 seconds or a minute, and then all of a sudden wake up in a new consciousness. So don't try to resist that. If you find yourself getting irritated or unable to sit, then get up, walk around, stretch, see what you need to take care of yourself. There's so many responses that we can have to this type of ceremony that I want you to feel free to take care as you need to. So optimally, you'll be sitting with your feet on the floor in a comfy chair where pillows are holding you up and you feel very relaxed. It's good to start out with your feet on the floor. We're going to be connecting very deeply with Mother Earth and approaching this from a very feminine point of view, from a release and allow point of view. So if you feel yourself striving or pushing or pressuring yourself with self-talk to be somewhere other than you are, then see if you can stop that and allow yourself to be just as you are. And come back into your loving self-talk and sink into yourself. And that could be an awareness of your body relaxing more, an awareness of areas that have been tense that are finally unwinding. And you can celebrate that. So it's more of an allowing and an inner awareness that has no striving in it whatsoever. We're basically, well, maybe it's like one of those exercises that they do at the self-awareness experiences where you're standing up and there's a whole group of people ready to catch you and you just give in and fall back and allow them to catch you. It's that kind of release. The celestial beings that are here with us are ready to catch you, to hold you, to care for you, to expand with you, to come into meaningful relationship. So if you don't feel compelled that you have to listen to every word, it'll be on the recording if you want to go back to it. It's more and more about allowing and being kind to yourself. And then all of a sudden, sometimes you just slip into a deeper awareness when the negative self-talk recedes and the gentle, loving self-talk appears. So we're not trying to get to somewhere. We're trying to relax and sink in. And then these shifts will all of a sudden happen because we've gone through into a deeper connection with ourselves. And I'm sure you know what that's like. There we go. So, one thing that may happen tonight, and it has happened in other ceremonies, is that there may be a ceremony to for earthbound spirits to travel through the channel into the light that is not done by me or you. It is done by the celestial beings that are with us, and they do not travel through you. They don't touch you. The axis and channel that is created in the ceremony is how they ascend. So if I start referring to that, I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to just sit back and know that you're holding the space, that your celestial being is holding the space for this to occur. And beings who have been called to the light that had something preventing them from returning are now able to return. And that will include also beings who may have died recently. There's usually a lot of people that cross over during the solstice and equinox times. It's an opportune time to cross over. And so sometimes there's a lineup to cross over at this time, and that may happen tonight. There's nothing to fear in that. It's a celebration of their ascension. And you also get to find out that there's a part of you that participates in this dimensional journeying, that you have a purpose beyond what you do in everyday life, that your spirit is participating in dimensions that you may not know about. And I hope you find out more about that tonight. If the opportunity presents itself, we may take a 10-minute break. If it doesn't interrupt the flow of the ceremony, just so you can get up, stretch, and if you need to. But if we don't have that break, then please feel free to do what you need to do. Okay. So the astral plane, which is part of our close-in energy field, is the plane of thoughts and feelings and the results of our actions. And when we do energy work, when we do Reiki, when we do any kind of subtle energy work that involves our body or consciousness, when we feel the energy shifting and flowing in our being, we're clearing the etheric body, which is the vital energy body, and we're clearing the astral body. And in particular, I hope that everyone pays a lot more attention to the astral body now, because every time you're watching the news or discussing what's going on in the planet that is troubling, then you're actually depositing that into your astral field. And that's normal, it's natural, it's part of our daily life, but then we need to clear it. And so it's good to be attentive every day to some type of clearing exercise, whether you're doing Tai Chi or if some kind of physical exercise helps you clear it, yoga, breathing exercises, grounding, light meditations, anything that helps relieve the heaviness that you can feel in your being is clearing that astral field. When that astral field gets mucky, it's like having pollution in the air all around you. And it's very hard to breathe, it's very hard to see in the fog, and it's not healthy. And so it can make us vulnerable to illness, accidents, and negative entities. They can attach to that. So as we go through this clearing tonight, I hope that you'll be encouraged to spend more time on a daily basis clearing through your vitality field and this astral field. So when you feel tension in your body, when you feel flat or heavy or negative, sad, anxious, depressed, that is the heaviness in the astral field. When your subtle senses are not active, clear, they're usually being blocked by the astral field. Those senses are awake and active in all of us all the time, but we can't tell because there's too much noise and heavy energy in the way. Just letting that sink in. And there are times when we go through initiations, when we go through challenges in life, that we need a community of resonant spiritual beings, spiritual human beings, to help and support us. And sometimes we can't find that. It's really important to have a community. And so in your daily meditations, if you don't have a community or a few friends that can support you, help realign you, help bring you back to your senses, and I mean your six senses too, I would be asking for that. I have a friend that we've spoken on the phone almost every day for 17 years. We are a perfect light match for each other. And it's almost like having supervision every day. It's like we can tell by being with each other on the phone if we're slightly off, if we need to release something, or if we're not seeing something clearly, or we've gotten way too involved in our personal emotions. Just by being with each other and speaking on the phone, we readjust and recalibrate. So I know my daughter's a therapist, and they have meetings every so often, so supervision meetings, so that they can check on themselves to make sure that they're clear with their clients and themselves. And so I encourage people to have some kind of check-in with someone that they can trust to make sure that, you are realigning in your clearest form so that you can not be fooled by self-delusion or the delusion of the conditioned world. And to have a friend like that. It may be someone, I mean, we've actually never met in person. We've only met by phone. And in a way, that actually helps us because we meet in the energetic realms more readily. And before that, there were spiritual teachers that I worked with that provided a reference point for what clear energy felt like. And so being in their presence helped me recalibrate myself. But you have to be willing to self-correct. I'm going to say that again. It's really important these days to be willing to self-correct. And to have the humility and the wisdom and the awareness to sense your energy, sense your consciousness, sense the light within your being, and realign as often as possible. You have a teacher within you. And it's also good to have a spiritual community or spiritual friend. It's really essential. Our Monday night classes that we have throughout the year are also a good place to have a reference point and be able to self-adjust and self-correct too. And just a little marketing here, the class that's coming up in second week of January about healing the trauma from the limitations of the 3D materialistic world is going to be a very important class. We don't realize how traumatized we've been by being limited to one dimension, to the materialistic dimension. Okay, so as I've been speaking, the celestial beings have been gathering. Your bodies are starting to relax into the energy here, and we will start settling into the more subtle space. Be quiet for a few moments as you breathe and Allow your tummy to soften, your calves to soften, your awareness to become more spherical rather than driven. So we prepare to go into ceremony. We clean our energy up so that we can vibrate with the level of the celestial beings. So you can think of the solstice as a galactic symphony. As a love song between Mother and Earth, Mother Earth and Father Sun. In fact, the story is more about them than about us. So we exist within the galactic symphony, the music of the spheres. And like I said, if you feel like toning or chanting within yourself, go ahead. It's a beautiful way to clear and align. So we'll be taking a journey beyond our personal self into the celestial experience. And having the realization on some level of our being that we are surrounded, embraced, and living within a loving universe, a loving consciousness. And there can be a sense of love. And there can be a sense of meaning in that. And then there's also the subtle experience of the energy of the knowing, of the intuitive sensing. We get a terrific amount of meaning in the intuitive sensing. We can get some sparks, we can get some realization, some enjoyment out of a mental clarity, but the deeper meaning comes out of the intuitive experience of the subtle nature of our soul. And so we can think about the solstice in terms of scientific terms, But where's the meaning in the solstice? Where do we really connect? It's in and through our intuitive sense. So if we try to glean the meaning or the connection through the mind, it'll be less potent, less meaningful. If we allow ourselves the time and the space to shift into the intuitive sense, we can shift into a space that holds deep meaning for us. We shouldn't be afraid of meaning, of being in a deep, meaningful state, a profound sense of connection with the vast greatness of who we are. And you can talk yourself out of meaningfulness with your mind. And you might start noticing that. Okay. So let's become aware of the breath. Our body sitting in the chair, our seat, our legs, we're dropping down out of the mind into the wholeness of our physical consciousness. Inviting the lower back to soften and release. Allowing the breath to come down into the belly, into the lower back, so that when you breathe, you actually feel the breath and the expansion of the front, sides, and back of your body coming into coherence. It might first feel a little fragmented, like different parts have to allow some breath in there. Allow some release so that the breath can get into there. And sometimes we're only aware of the breath in the front or in the back or in the lungs or the chest or the belly, but we want to have a full awareness of breath from the seat to the top of the head. And that comes through relaxation and an invitation to your body to connect with the breath. The breath is already there. Your light is already there. Give over to the body, let the body show you how to breathe. And we're usually not aware of the tension that we're holding in the lower back and the hips and the groin. And so we invite those areas to soften and release. There can be a great joy in rejoining with your body. Really, when we say body, it's a physical consciousness. Your body is a conscious realm. can become aware of all that beautiful harmony that's existing within all the cellular structures and organs and tissues that are working together as one consciousness. And then become aware of your calf muscles, inviting them to soften and release. And as I've mentioned before, the calf muscles are the very first muscles to fire in the body when you go into fight flight. They're going to help you fly away, flight, or fight. So the calf muscles are very important. And checking in with your calf muscles hundreds of times a day is a good idea. Just invite them to soften and release so that it can help you get out of the trauma of fight flight. There we go. And as you do this, as you reconnect to your physical consciousness, you're connecting to the feminine, to the feeling, intuitive sense, aligning with the harmony that already exists within your being. Aligning with the grace of physical consciousness, which we seldom get to experience, but it's there. And our fields are starting to open and circulate and release and transform the heavy energies into lighter energies as they circulate. And we come down to the soles of our feet, into the chakras and the soles right in the middle of the arch. And become aware that those chakras can wake up, that you can have awareness in the soles of your feet. And I know many of you have gone through this hundreds and hundreds of times. I still go through this process every single time I go within. You can't just jump ahead with the mind and connect into this feminine awareness. So it's a joy to return to your being, to your body, to your physical intelligence, and to the beauty and song of yourselves. They sing. And, just like any chorus, we might have a few cells that are out of tune. But if we focus in on the major sound, we'll bring the other sounds into tune. And as we feel the chakras on the soles of the feet, just bring an awareness there, and you'll each have your own individual experience of that awareness of something coming alive, an awareness becoming evident to you that you can be in that space, that you know where that those chakras are, just like you know where the center of the palm of your hand is. You know exactly where those chakras are on the soles of your feet. And that's a good way to center there. Trusting that you know exactly where those centers are. And by you finding them yourselves, by connecting to them yourselves, you're empowering yourself. You're trusting your intuitive sense. And each time you trust that, it gets stronger and stronger. Because how do we know the solstice? We know it intuitively. With our subtle senses. And we could completely ignore the solstice and be totally involved with all the Christmas holiday activity if we didn't connect in with our intuitive senses. And we would be missing a very profound experience of our spirit. I'll be quiet for a little bit here as you sense your body coming into a harmonious state, into coherence. Well, experience that. Feel how the energies are shifting, how your relaxation is shifting, your breath. And know that it's moving towards harmony, towards coherence. When we come into a deeper coherent state, awareness arises of the more expanded states that exist within us. So we come into tune, and when we come into tune and in harmony with ourselves, we slip into those deeper states where there's even more profound meaning. And understanding. We'll greet Mother Earth through the soles of your feet, playing footsies with her, connecting with our intuitive sense so that we become rooted and planted in her heart. Awakening our awareness to her being. So we shift from walking on Mother Earth to living within her and recognizing her as a conscious being. That changes everything for us. When we know we live in the heart of the mother, life changes. And we'll allow this connection to help bring us into further coherence, harmony. Coherence and harmony are synonymous. You just might relate to one word better than the other. And as we come into coherence, it seems obvious that we're in contact with a living life force, a vital life force, a light. A tone, a living essence. And we're going gently here, because we want to go deep. And if we go gently and kind of stage by stage, we'll ensure that we can move into these deeper states. So there's no rush. You can forget that you're in a group and you're within your own being, connected more deeply. And so we greet Mother Earth, heart to heart. Sensing that we live within a greater being and that we are not alone here. And again, you'll have your own experience of this and value that. Whatever your experience is, value it. And allow it to open up and flower even more. It unfolds like a blossom unfolds, and so the bud doesn't know what the blossom is going to feel like when it opens and can feel the full power of the sun directly. It knows that the sun is shining on it, that it's helping it unfold, but until that blossom unfolds in its fullness. That bud doesn't know that experience yet. So it's okay to be in a gestational state and get used to being in a gestational state, one that is coming alive. In the process of, there we go. The group just did a beautiful shift. And you'll note that the mind lets go, lets its grip go, and you start sensing with a broader awareness. So that's the shift that just happened in the group. And you might be feeling energy in your palms, in your feet, in your body, or just a sense of harmony or peace coming over you. And we'll greet the spirit of the land where you are situated, right where you're sitting. So that spirit of the land is the aliveness of nature, the aliveness of the earth itself. There is a big awareness happening around mushrooms and mycelium and the living network that provides a foundation for our health and vitality that is beneath the surface of the ground. And there's an incredible matrix of living energy and sacred energy that exists within the earth. And when we greet the spirit of the land where we live, we are making a personal connection that can be with us where we live. You can make a personal connection if you go to an office or a space every day. You should be greeting that spirit of the land where you spend a lot of time, and you develop a relationship, a friendship that can be supportive. And so we greet the spirit of the land where we are. And we greet the nature spirits, the flowers, the trees, the squirrels, the birds, the insects, the fairies, the gnomes, the dragon beings, the orbs, all the living lights that we forget that we live in this community with. So we're expanding our awareness of the community we live in, with living beings on all dimensions. And they love to be greeted by us, and they want to greet us. They want to come into reciprocal relationship with us, into communion with us. They all know about each other. We're the only ones that don't know about them. So we're coming into a greater harmony and coherence with a larger scope of being. And hopefully you're feeling a little more peace. And delight. So it just takes that little nudge to just say, I greet the spirit of the land, or I greet the nature spirits, for your being to shift into that sense of communion with all the living beings, living energies. So your mind is helpful that way to create that greeting and invitation, and then you let go and open to the deeper sense. And we can sense tonight that there's a greater aliveness in the earth and Mother Earth. Which happens when the solstice alignment occurs. She gets to be with her lover, and they meet without interference and resistance. Beautiful. Now, as we greet the elements, we're also releasing. This is beginning the flow of reciprocal energies as we come in contact with these very alive energies. We start clearing, we start cleansing the heavy energies that we've been carrying around in the etheric and astral fields, start to circulate. It's like fresh air coming into your being. Everything starts to get freshened up and digested so that the heaviness is transformed into source energy, into lightness. There's always a place for heaviness and negativity to flow in reciprocal relationship to. So always keep in mind the image that as you breathe out your carbon dioxide, the trees take that in as their life force and they give off oxygen and we take that in. That process is going on a cellular level. It's going on a mental level, emotional level, and an energetic level. So there is always a place, a space to be in flow to transform any collection of energies that make you feel stuck or heavy, depressed, anxious, or ill. And being with someone else who also realizes this, like a spiritual community or spiritual friend, just naturally helps process those stuck energies. So if two people can come together who are in reciprocal flow with the living energies, it magnifies it for each one. And is a great support instead of being a draining experience. It's a life-enhancing experience. Instead of being in conflict, you're in collaboration, communion. Okay, we're starting to get some nice breath into the circle. And I never get tired of doing the same thing over and over again because it's my access into the living vitality, the excitement of being alive. We greet the spirit of the waters, the liquid flow. The spark of life. The oceans, the lakes, the rivers, the streams, the creeks, the rain, the blood and lymph in our veins and arteries and channels. Spirit of the water rises up to greet us, blessing us with sparkling energies. That electrify our being. Now we greet the spirit of the fire. The luminous light of being that pervades our consciousness. And all beings. You know, when you wake up in the morning, the spirit of the fire actually turns on a light in your consciousness, which actually wakes you up. It's like pulling the chain on a light or turning the switch on a light, of a lamp. And then all of a sudden, your waking consciousness is active. That's a light being turned on. So you provide the light for the day. And then when the daytime consciousness turns off, the illumination turns inward. And that's a time when dreams and intuition and guidance can come through to you from the inner light. So we are on a timer, like when we set the timer for the light to go off, in the morning when the sun comes up and it goes on at night. We're on a timer, and our consciousness is the timer. And our consciousness makes us aware of our daytime life. And there's a lot of mystery in this. There's a lot to explore in this. So we greet the spirit of the fire and the luminous consciousness coming into coherence, allowing the elements to tune us to their perfection, to their wisdom, to their mystery. And we greet the spirit of the air. The consciousness of the breath. And the breath in this dimension, which actually continues into the dimensions beyond, as do all the elements. But we're carried into awareness of this dimension through the breath, the spirit of the breath. Great expansive being. And we let ourselves be attuned to the vibration of the breath, wisdom, and frequency of the spirit of the breath, the air. So we're shifting from being mentally centered to universally centered. And as each one of us goes through this, the circle is getting stronger and stronger. The flower of life is coming alive as one consciousness in the circle. And we greet the spirit of the ether. The intelligent membrane that exists between dimensions. And so it's an intelligent membrane that defines our human dimension, but also knows how to interact. Vibrate, relate to, become in come into relationship with the many dimensions of our being. There's an intelligence, an architecture to our being that is relational. And we're moving out of a time when the 3D density became so intense that we forgot that we are in vibrational relationship with other dimensions of our being. It just became like concrete heaviness that we just couldn't get beyond. It's a most dense state. And that is breaking up now. And so maybe you can sense that you have this vibrational membrane. It's living, it's vibrating, and it knows how to bring you into relationship without losing your sense of the humanness, but also connecting you to in a relational way. Relational and meaningful are the two words that we want to remember from tonight. And so, like strings vibrate to a tuning fork, that spirit of the ether, the membrane, knows how to be that tuning fork to bring us into tune with the other strings, the other dimensions of our being. And we greet the spirit of the plasma, which to me is an element, an intelligence of the wholeness, the connective matrix of wholeness. It creates that unbroken sphere of living energy that has everything within it. The wholeness. And I'll be quiet for a few moments here so that each of our beings can find a new coherence, a new harmony, new relaxation. Maybe just take a deep sigh and finally relax. Let's see, someone just activated their microphone. So, how are we to relate to a solstice event unless we come into the frequency where that event is occurring? Usually, we're self-centered enough or stuck enough that we try to bring these celestial events into the density of one dimension and a single dimension of the mind, and that just doesn't work. We have to be willing to tune ourselves to the greater consciousness where the solstice is taking place. So let yourself shift the foreground background. So, as we come into resonance with the celestial frequencies, our being aligns along our axis, our central column. The chakras come into harmony with each other, into a beautiful synergistic flow. And we again are being tuned to the celestial consciousness. And maybe you can imagine or feel the consciousness of the stars, of the sun, of the earth, as if you could talk to them and they're talking to you in telepathic ways, vibrational ways, that there's a relationship through vibration. Maybe something that sparks you, makes you feel like life is worth living when you can be in contact at this level. And we greet the spirit of the sun. It's as if a surge rises up through us to open up to the celestial being. Maybe we don't know the sun like we thought we knew the sun. Maybe there's a mystery there to discover. An intelligence that we're connected to, just like discovering the connection to Mother Earth, that is a huge part of our lives. If you've been following the solar activity, there's been a lot of solar activity that's impacting and landing on the Earth, and it's going to keep increasing over the next year. And on a physical level, that's happening. But that is also happening on a spiritual level and a vibrational level, that where vast amounts of wisdom are showering upon us from these solar events. And we need to become more ethereal and less material to understand them and find the meaning in them. There we go. I'll be quiet for a little bit here, and if you need to stretch or take some water, realign yourself. Make sure you stay comfortable. And if you feel a little vacuous, or you're adjusting to the mind, be getting quiet, that's okay. It can feel a little different. As the mind quiets and the astral field clears, we get a sense of a new relationship to self, that we are part of this great celestial consciousness connected with Mother Earth and Father Sun. And that we are moved, we live within a greater consciousness. That again, when connected, brings meaning to our humanness. So, as we come into resonance with Father Sun, we go through a cleansing, another cleansing, another attunement, attuning to the frequency of love and wisdom. And our sense of the sun shifts from just a physical ball into the consciousness of the central sun, which is the frequency of our spirit. And the tune into the roundness and the spirals within the roundness. The earth is round, the sun is round. There's a spherical consciousness. Takes you into a vaster state through the dimensional gateways into the deeper meaningfulness. And your relationship to your spirit. The vibratory rate is getting stronger, cleansing the crustiness even more off of our spirit, that which prevents us from being in communion, a state of communion, a state of union. You may feel it in your cells, you may feel it in your emotions, in your mind, in your whole consciousness, the breaking up of old patterns, old conditioning, limitation. And if you're aware of certain limitations that you would just love to burst out of, you can ask for help for that with that now. Things that have just plagued you over and over throughout your life, patterns that persist, that have been part of the limitations of the material consciousness, things that get stuck in repeating patterns. And then know that you'll have a new frequency, a new vibration awakening in you that may cause you to change something in your life, realign choices in your life. That'll come in as wisdom, as guidance. You can't anticipate that now. May come in as new insights, awareness. And a sense of freedom. rest for a little bit here on our journey. And by resting, we shift through another dimensional gateway. Into pure spaciousness. This is another fractal dimension of the spirit of the air where we can become refreshed in greater dimensions of our consciousness. And you might feel almost like the atoms and electrons and neutrons and protons coming alive at a vibrational level, being reinvigorated with awareness and intelligence, aligned with the intelligence of pure divinity, pure source. And the subtle elements of being. Which leads you into coming face to face with your infinite nature. And this is similar to what happens in a near-death experience where you're free of the confines of self-definition and you meet the infinite light and intelligence of your being. Merge with it. And what seems separate at first shifts to the point where you become your infinite being. Let this be an experience. Try not to project anything onto it. Let it be new, fresh, mysterious, profound, meaningful. And you enter into the realm of the infinite celestial beings. There's a plural on the word beings because the amount of joy, awe, and ecstasy makes it feel very relational, and it's oneness and humanness all at one time. Again, rest in this. You feel any pressure, you feel the mind starting to project, come back down to your feet. Allow the spherical expanse to overtake you and circulate back into this. Merging with your infinite being. It's a high state to maintain. But this is the opportunity of the solstice. This is the blessing of the solstice. To meet in the sphere of the infinite. And the realization of your infinite being. And let yourself explore this, feel it, rest in it. Enjoy it. And just possibly you may be taken through another gateway into the cosmic celebration of the solstice that reverberates throughout the multiple heavens. Drumming out, beating out, toning, attuning, to the coherence, the living coherent harmony. And as we're shifting into the frequencies of the new paradigm, these dimensions, these realms of our infinite being actually open up into more revelation, further revelation. And we begin to recover our memories the terminology we might use now would be we recover memories of lifetimes. Really, there are dimensions of our being or experience soul retrievals where the power of our consciousness comes back to us. That's what happens when we shift beyond being confined to a very dense realm, dimension. And again, it falls under the category or the understanding of meaningfulness. So what was once void that hasn't come alive in us now comes alive. And even if it doesn't have details, the sense of meaningfulness and connection is stronger and stronger, and that is like a internal skeleton upon which our humanity is formed. Meaning is very important. And it's a meaning that is formed through this vibrational experience. It's like we don't have words for deep, profound love. It's something beyond words. But in this particular solstice, the teachings of meaningfulness are very strong. What is meaningful to you on every level is of great value, carries your life force forward. So the meaning arises from within. It's not deposited from outside by conditioning. And it's an incredible, powerful strength. And maybe you have a different word for the experience, that's fine. Meaning, the word meaning is the teaching that's coming through for me. But if you have a different word, that's fine, as long as it connects you to that strength and power and life force. That makes being a human incredibly beautiful. And who better to let us know about that, to teach us that, than the Great Mother and the Great Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun? And rest again as we're being showered with grace and wisdom. Power and beauty. And maybe release another sigh as you trust the arms that surround you by that are holding you, that you can finally rest in the heart of the Great Mother and Father. Your being can come into a great restful state. Time of the solstice gets very, very quiet. And then starting to get stronger. Silence is deeply healing. And in that silence, in the perfection of the attunement between Father Son and Mother Earth, a seed of resurrection comes alive in our being. And the holy beings of all the stars cosmic intelligences celebrate bless the activation of the new seed of your being. All our relations are here, past relations, those who have passed on from our lives are here. We have entered the sphere of the infinite life. Possibility generated by the solstice alignment is this. You can greet all those who have passed. They are greeting you. And those beings who are open to passing through into the celestial realms have the opportunity to do that now. All beings who are set for transforming beyond the earth can journey through the light now. To the realm of the eternal. And you have a chance to have an awareness established within you, resurrected within you, reignited within you of your eternal being beyond birth and death. And rest again so that you can come into the most peaceful space. Peaceful because you know. Part of you know the eternal now. So we've come to the time when our group ceremony is ending, but your consciousness, each one of you, is free to continue on under the guidance of your own spirit. I greatly appreciate you coming together tonight. The ceremony is possible because of you coming together. And can we imagine a life where this type of ceremony continually brought meaning and deeper awareness of our relational and relations. Of the living wisdom to the wisdom, living wisdom. So many blessings. To all, and may the power of spiritual meaningfulness ignite the spark that beautifies your life. God bless.